Praise the Lord, everyone. The Lord has once again given me this opportunity to preach to you the message of salvation, the message of his gospel, the message of peace. Open up your heart. If you receive the word of the Lord, he will be able to work in your life. He will be able to work in your family. He will be able to work in your relationships. And most importantly, he will be able to work in your mind. To change your mindset, to change your mind pattern. Before we start, let's pray. So that God will begin to open up your heart and your understanding to receive his word. Father in heaven, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me the opportunity to preach your word. I pray right now, Lord, that this word of yours, Lord, that this word penetrates into the hearts of many who are listening, into the hearts of many who are struggling, into the hearts of many who have problems with their in their relationships because they have let anger dominate their lives. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you start breaking through. You're the only one who can change their heart. You're the only one who can change their mindset, Lord. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you start penetrating. And that you give them a new heart and a new understanding so that they can understand, Lord. I pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as we're going here, I'm going to read here a verse that we've read already, but it's a very powerful verse that we could keep in memory. We could keep reminding ourselves what the Bible says about the certain topic of anger. And this verse is found in James. James chapter 1 and verse 19. Amen. It's important here to know what the word of the Lord says in every circumstance. Amen. Praise be to God. So the word of the Lord says here in James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. You cannot get what you want by getting angry. And so today I want to talk about how anger affects relationships. How anger affects, and not only affects, but also destroys your relationships. I've already talked about how anger affects you personally in your heart, in your life. But it can also affect your relationships. Relationships in your family. Friendships, but also it could also affect romantic relationships. It can destroy that. It can destroy everything that you hold dear in your heart because you're letting something that is anger control your emotions. You're letting anger control your thinking. And so when you let anger dominate your thinking patterns enough, there will come a time when everybody is going to pull back from you. If you continue to let anger dominate your life, there's going to come a time when nobody's going to want to be in contact with you because of your explosive anger. And so you have to control that. There are many different ways in which anger affects a relationship. But one of those is that it tears the relationship apart. You're constantly fighting. You're constantly arguing because every day of your life with your partner, you're trying to find a reason to fight. You're trying to find an excuse. And one of always one of the very common the common things that one feels about anger is that when you get angry, you never blame it on yourself. If you're angry at your partner, you say, oh, she started it, he started it. I wasn't angry before this. And sometimes you can get angry because sometimes if you're in a relationship, you can start thinking things that are not right. You can start feeling things that are not correct. You can start in your life because look at this. The enemy wants to destroy what God creates. The enemy is seeking to destroy what God creates. And God has intended for a man and a woman who love each other to come together in perfect harmony. God has determined that since the beginning of time. Since when he created Adam and Eve. And since then, the enemy has wanted to destroy perfect relationships. And has succeeded in many who have opened their hearts so that could happen. Many have not opened their hearts to Jesus Christ. Many have opened their hearts instead for division. They have opened their hearts instead so that they can for hatred. They have opened their hearts instead for discord and resentment and contention. And they have refused to open their hearts to peace. You may ask, how is it that I'm refusing to get peace? How is it that I'm refusing to accept the peace of God? All I wanted is to have peace in my relationship. All I wanted is to have peace with my girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife. Well, let me tell you that if you have not submitted your problem to God, you're in deep trouble. In fact, every time you resist and you don't submit to God, the problems, the things that are troubling you, the things that are attacking you, the more deeper it's going to get. The deeper these things are going to get. And the harder it's going to become to get out of this problem of anger. And so, yes, the enemy is seeking to destroy your relationship and you cannot let that happen. You have to stand on the word of God and you have to declare what the Bible says in Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon formed against me shall stand. No weapon formed against me shall stand. Oh yes, the weapons are going to be formed. It doesn't say that there's never going to be a weapon formed. The enemy is always going to try to attack you with different things, with different weapons. He's going to come and try to take and tempt you in your relationship. He's going to try and tempt you so that you could always be jealous of your partner. Perhaps. That's just one of the examples that I'm giving. He's always going to want to give you a just cause so you can be angry at your boyfriend or girlfriend. But let me tell you that you can defeat the enemy's lies right there and then. To be able to destroy your marriage or relationship, the enemy will try to come to you and try to tell you lies about your partner. And the lies will get so ingrained into your mind. It will get so deep into your mind that first it starts as a suspicion. You start suspecting. You start, is this true? Is my partner cheating on me? And things like that. You start thinking about all these things in anger. You start letting anger take control of you. And the enemy takes advantage of that and starts planting ideas into your mind. And once suspicion takes hold of you, then all of a sudden it changes from where you suspect that something's happening to the fact that you're so angry that you are convinced in your mind that what you think is happening. You get so convinced in your thinking, so convinced in your thought patterns that the things that you think are happening with your partner are actually happening in reality. But let me tell you that things couldn't be further from the truth. Once you fall prey to one of the enemy's lies, it continues more and more and more until every day you're saturated with the feeling that your partner is betraying you or cheating on you. So once the enemy starts getting a hold of that, of your thinking patterns, then he starts telling you, go watch your partner everywhere he or she goes. Everywhere he or she goes, you have to keep an eye on him or her. You have to keep on watching them. You have to keep on keeping an eye on them, so that your relationship becomes an obsessive one. And that causes death to your relationship. But let me tell you that God has come to end all that. If you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will put an end to all that cycle of anger and suspicion and obsession. He will put an end to all of that, because he says that he has not come to bring death, but he has come to bring life in abundance, life to your heart, life to your relationship, life to your marriage, life to your family. If only you start giving all these things to God. You start confessing everything that you feel to God. It doesn't matter how dark it is. It doesn't matter how heavy it is. You have to confess it to God. He is the only one who can help you. He is your counselor. The Bible calls him a counselor. He is our counselor. He is the best counselor you will ever have. He will tell you exactly what to do. He will go directly to the root of the problem. Because you cannot get rid of a tree without first getting rid of its roots. You have to get rid of the root of your problem before it grows too big. See, sometimes when trees go really big, the roots start to get twisted. And they lean in such a way that they start becoming cumbersome. And they start, for example, if the tree is so big and it's gotten so like twisted that it's starting to bend the sidewalk where you walk. Don't let anger bend your relationship. Do not let the enemy bend what God has made complete. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. All you need to do is draw near to the Lord and he will help you. Because all that anger will ever do for you is that it will only ruin you. It will ruin you completely. It will completely ruin your relationship. But God can restore what has been broken. God can fix what has been destroyed. It's never too late to say, I'm sorry, and recognize that your anger and your rage have been causing all of this. It's never too late to say, I'm sorry to God. But you know, saying sorry is not saying sorry once and then the next day you continue on with your patterns of self-destructiveness. You continue on saying the same things, suspecting the same things, thinking the same things, behaving in a jealous fashion. Because repentance is once for a lifetime. Repentance is not once a day. Repentance is not once a week or once a month. It is once for a lifetime. When you repent for good, and you never, in fact, true repentance is a fire in your heart, that when you feel that fire in your heart, you never want to go back to the way you were before. You never go back to the prison that you were in before. You never go back to the hole where you were before. And you start living your life for God. And you start dedicating yourself to God. And you start praying. Trust me that when you start praying, the gates of heaven will be open for you and your relationship and your family. When you start praying, the impossible starts to happen. When you start praying, that's when God can intervene and God can step in and help you. But only when you pray. If you're working or busy, find the time to pray for that situation of anger that you're facing in your relationship. Well, I'm just too busy to pray. You know, I constantly work. I get home, I'm tired, and I want to go to sleep. I wake up in the early morning and I have to go to work, and I work all day, and so I don't have any time to pray. That's a lie from the enemy. You see, God gave us 24 hours in a day. 8 to sleep. 8 more to work. And another 8 more to do what you want to do. That's correct. So you have to find time. You cannot excuse yourself by saying, I don't have time. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. While he may be found. That implies that you cannot always find God. That you cannot always come to God. One day, it will happen that if you don't have time for God, God will not have time for you. So while you're in the midst of this relationship crisis, while you're in the midst of your anger and your rage and that you feel that it's uncontrollable, you have to come to God right now. Don't wait another second. Even when you're working, even when you're doing whatever you're doing, you could talk to God. Now, I'm not saying that that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to find a dedicated time whenever you're free to do it. You have to find a dedicated time to bend your knees and pray to God. But I'm also saying that through the day, it's not that God is not going to listen to you if you pray during the day. He will. He will listen to you. You can talk to him when you're working. You can talk to him when you're driving. You can talk to him when you're at the supermarket. You can talk to him when you're cleaning. You can talk to him at any time, in any place. And they're all effective. I'm not saying that they're not. But the most effective place is when you bend your knees for a dedicated period of time. And you cry out to God, what is happening to me? God, help me, fix me, restore me. And when you cry out to the Lord in that way, he will come to you. And he will take you in his arms. And he will restore you. It's like if you were a piece of very fine, very delicate glassware. Let's say you break in a certain area. God tenderly picks you up and examines you. And puts every place where it should go. That is how he's going to restore your relationship. That is how he's going to restore your heart and give you a new heart and a new mindset. Because sometimes we don't just need a restoration in our heart. We need a new heart. Sometimes we don't just need a restoration in our mind. We need a new mind. We need a new mindset. We need a new thinking patterns. And so to finish this, now, read the Word of God. Search what it has to say about your problem with anger and your relationship. And so, let's pray. Oh Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe, Lord, that you're going to do some great and mighty works for those who are listening, Lord. If they have faith, if they open up their heart and their understanding, Lord, to receive this word that I have preached. Let them not go on sinning by letting anger take hold of their lives. But let them have peace through your word. Come into them, Lord, and when you come into them, Lord, they will have peace. But they have to open the door so that you can come into their hearts, Lord. I pray for each and every one of them, Lord, and that you continue to bless them and help them, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Go to God, and He will help you. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call out to me and I will answer, and I will also show you hidden things that you do not know. God has promised that He will answer our calls. You may ask yourself, why is He not answering my call? Well, because you haven't called. You have to be able to call. You have to be able to go to God. Pray to Him. Prayer is communication between you and the Creator, our Lord Jesus Christ. So start right now. Don't wait another second. May God bless you.